host, Julia Cardoso, and welcome to Anxious Ramblings. Here we're going to speak about all the crazy thoughts in your head that you're afraid to say out loud. So, since school is going to start soon, in about 2 weeks, I'm going to, for this episode, I'm going to talk about how to handle back-to-school anxieties. So, the first thing that I would suggest is to plan ahead. If you're on meds, make sure that your medication's up to date and you have all the correct dosage and everything ready for you to start school. Schedule an appointment with your doctor ahead of time so that you can have those out of the way. And if you don't take meds, make sure you have enough supply of your supplement or whatever you use for your anxiety. Also, plan out your first day of school. Plan out what you're going to wear. Plan out what time you're going to go to bed and your routine of getting to school. Also, make sure that throughout the school year that you're getting enough sleep and a good breakfast. I cannot stress how much sleep definitely helped me with my anxiety. I can tell a difference from days that when I stayed up too late and had to wake up really early. I felt really anxious throughout the day. And the days that I actually got a full 8 hours, I felt so much more energized and so much better mentally. Also, make sure you get a good breakfast every day. If you're not really a breakfast person, just like get a small snack or something just to put in your stomach to start off your day, because believe it or not, breakfast is the most important meal of the day and it helps me feel so much better. Another thing that I would say that's really important is to keep a consistent routine. One of my professors told me that people are more depressed in the summer, and I was thinking about this and I'm just like, how can that be? Because people always talk about winter blues, but the summer sucks because there's no set routines. Like, we're out of school, if we have a job, that's great, but there's not really much routine there, so it's like we're out in the open and we're trying to figure out what we're gonna do. It gives us a lot of time to think and a lot of time to be anxious. So use a planner. Start planning out your days. Right, if you're in high school, you should have all your classes listed in the schedule. Also, if you're in college, you have all your the classes you're going to take. Write them down in your planner. Write down which clubs you're going to join, which days they are, and just schedule time for yourself. Make sure you schedule mental health days throughout your time. Schedule time, even like time to relax during the day, like maybe an hour to do relaxing things such as meditate or listening to your favorite music or your favorite movie or watching your favorite movie. Make sure you keep a consistent routine that can definitely help you with not having too much time to feel those anxious moments, and keeping yourself busy can definitely help with that. Another thing that's really important is that if you need help, ask for it. A lot of the times when dealing with these mental health issues, we feel like we're the only one that is dealing with this. We feel like there's nowhere to turn and that no one can help us, but that's not true. When you start school, I would suggest that you visit the disability office or the counseling center, the guidance counselor, because those people are there to help you. And when you don't tell them that you're going through something, they're not going to know and they're not going to be able to help you. So you should definitely try to at least have one person at school or on campus that you know can help you through this. And another thing that you can do is to talk to your friends about it. When things get really overwhelming with assignments and anxiety and being social, when all those get really overwhelming, talk to a friend or family member to help you deal with this, because you don't have to go through it alone. And having someone to turn to during when we're in school and when things get really busy can definitely help you in the long run. Something that really, really helped me was to start each day with a positive affirmation. So staying positive is really hard through such horrible times with anxiety, but it helps because it sets the tone for how the rest of your day is going to go. And positivity always makes my days better. So my favorite affirmation is, day by day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. I wrote down on a note card and I keep it in my bag, my school bag, and sometimes when I'm feeling really anxious, I just look at that and I remind myself that day by day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. And I even say it before bed, because just having positive thoughts in your head, having these like positive affirmations can definitely, in the long run, add to my overall mental health. Another thing that can help you with your anxiety in school is to bring reinforcements. I'm like the reinforcement queen. I have like everything I need to get through school, especially if you're someone who commutes to school, because I don't know about you, but commuting and taking the bus and train definitely makes my anxiety so bad, and having these reinforcements with you can definitely help. Some things that I bring is my relaxation playlist. Like, I have a playlist of relaxation music. I put it on my iPhone, listen to it throughout my bus ride. I have a stress ball, which I also carry with me, like if I have to do group work, I'm just like holding it, or just something to have that I know that I can turn to. I also bring like a favorite book, or like a book that has positive quotes. And I also always have my water bottle, because whenever I feel really anxious, I take a sip, and it helps me to just relax and breathe. So those were some tips that has helped me throughout my time dealing with anxiety and being in school, and I hope you guys found that useful. So for the next part of this podcast, I'm going to play you guys an interview that I had with Leslie. She's from Texas. She suffered from anxiety and depression. She's going to talk about her mental health club, Let's. Tell me about Let's. It stands for Let's Erase the Stigma.
Yeah. So actually, I first heard about it from my cousin who goes to school in California, and she told me that they just started this club at her school, and it was just kind of by chance. Like, I don't know how we started talking about it, but I was really excited because I had never heard of anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I immediately like looked it up and contacted them to see what I could do about starting a club.
So talking to your cousin led you to start the club, or is there anything like specific that happened in high school maybe that led you to think about starting it?
To her made me like actually start it, because I had never heard of anything, but I had always been like really passionate about like the stigma. I had no words for it, you know. I didn't know it was called a stigma, or I didn't know that there was this issue, but I knew it was there. I just didn't have words for it, because I've had a lot of friends and that I've personally gone through stuff where I didn't want to tell people about it. Like, my own friends who have gone through even worse stuff had told me about it, and just heartbreaking stories. This one kid would tell me that he didn't have any friends anymore because of his mental illness, and the only two people he told besides me had called him a psycho and crazy, and it literally broke my heart that, like, he would go through that alone. Just because people are ignorant about it. They just don't know that, like, it's a real thing. It's not just people being crazy. It's not, you know, it's not something exactly made up that they can just get over. Like, a mental illness is just the same as any other illness. And
exactly.
And it was just, like, a lot of events in my life culminated to come to this when I had that like aha moment, like, this is what I need to do, you know?
Yeah, that's like, it's really amazing though for you to be doing this in high school, and I feel like I wish that there was more like awareness of mental health even in high school, because that's where it's like more prevalent. I feel like that's where people are coming of age and are really going through a lot of transformations, and they're at more risk for mental illnesses, and I just feel like high school should just start to promote it better.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that's why Let's was so amazing to me. It's because their whole goal is starting it young, so that's that way people aren't ashamed to get help, you know, when they're older, even if they need help now. Like, if you know about it, and you're aware of these things, and you ever find yourself going through rough times like that, then you know it's okay to get help. It's okay to not be okay.
Right. So Do you guys meet, like, every week, or?
We meet every other week on Thursdays, and basically just how our club runs. We have our officers, and we talk about just our different events. Like, for the end of the year, we did a fundraiser, and we sold stress balls for finals week.
Oh, that's great.
And so we'll just talk about the different little events or fundraisers we're doing, and then we'll go into our discussion. And the thing I love about Let's is it's really discussion-based, so we just go right into it and start talking about what's stigma and what's mental illness and what people see in our daily lives. And
trying to reach out, do you think people are scared to even join, or?
Oh, definitely, honestly. one thing that I have to say is Let's is not a support group, but we're a positive place to, like, provide education and open dialogue and share discussion, but because we're not, like, mental health professionals and stuff, we don't treat it as, like, a therapy or a place to vent, because if somebody does say something, you know, that's threatening in any way to themselves or other people, we have to report it and stuff. That's just for, like, safety reasons, but I definitely think it's still, like, people see, like, the people that have been in it already see it as a good place to discuss, like, issues that are going on whole, as a whole, like, in the school and stuff they see. And it took a while, though. Like, at first, it was really, like intimidating to get up and talk there and get people to join in on the conversation. Like, we mainly had, like, the more outspoken people talk, but, like, slowly but surely other people started talking. And I think it's just a really good place where people know that they have support if they need it, and they know that this is where they can come to if they ever need help with anything, or if they need more information on anything, or if they don't know how to talk to a friend about something. Like, we're an all-inclusive club, and we don't just talk about, like, mental health stigma, but we talk about, like, bullying and drug usage and everything that might pertain to it or come back to it.
What would you say is, like, the most significant thing, or, like, event, or just something that really stood out to you during your time at Let's?
Well, we just started it this year.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a really new club, but we've gotten a lot of people, like, for being such a new club. I'm really, like, happy with how it's going so far. But I definitely think, like, one of the hardest things was our very first meeting. I wanted, like, we did, like, icebreakers, you know, like, just why they wanted to join or why they came or whatever. And most of them were just like, oh, I just wanted to be here because I think it's a good cause, or I know my friends in it or whatever. But there was, like, a few that all broke my heart. Like, just, like, people you see every day around school, and you don't even think that anything's wrong, like, and they would just open up and share how they had an eating disorder. They were going through trouble because their parents died, and stuff that nobody ever talks about or you would ever think to talk about, and it just really opened my eyes, you know?
That's wonderful. I feel like it's really good. I'm just thinking about, like, if I wish that we had something like that back in high school for me or anyone, like, I've never even heard of something like that in the Boston area. I'm sure there's some schools, but so I know it's, like, they probably look forward to, I would look forward to going every week, like, or every other week to just sit there and, like, talk. Like, I think that's where everyone needs to start, is just start talking about stigma and start talking about mental illness and mental health and just, not even that, just start talking about anything that's bothering you.
Yeah. I think that's the huge thing that people forget. Like, just talking about it is the biggest step we can take to making it less stigmatized, you know? Like, once we start talking about it, then other people will start talking about, and they'll see that it's not a bad thing. Like, if, like, in our club, it's a lot easier because that's our whole point of the club. But I just hope that, like, we encourage people to talk about it with their parents and with their friends that aren't in LETS, so that, you know, that they'll understand, like, oh, like, this is what I've gone through, what I'm going through, and it's okay, like, you know?
Right.
I think it's a long process, though, because one thing, though, is even getting the word out about it, we get, like, I see the stigma. I can, like, physically see the stigma. We had a night to get people to join that are incoming high schoolers, like, eighth graders from the nearby middle schools come, and all the clubs gather and like, show off their clubs and stuff. And we were trying to get people to join, but, like, just even saying it and trying to, like, tell them about the club, you could just see, like, the reactions. Like, it was just, like, stigma so deeply embedded in our society that, like, people, like, automatically react really weird. They're just like, oh, mental illness? Like, what? Right. You know?
I definitely agree.
It's definitely, like, we're going to be fighting hard, but it's a cause worth fighting for, you know?
Yes, definitely. So have you ever experienced the stigma personally on you, like, growing up or throughout high school?
I've had depression and anxiety, but I, like, for a long time, I wouldn't even tell people, or I didn't want to, like, put a name on it. I didn't want to say I was depressed because, like, there's that huge stigma that's like, oh, you're just sad. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just a kid. But I knew something was, like, wrong. I knew it was not normal for me to be sad to that degree all the time. Like, for years, I didn't talk about it. And it took me 3 years at least to even come out and tell my dad that I needed help. Like, I wanted to go to therapy and stuff. And there was a few people that legitimately understood, but it definitely took me till my sophomore year in high school to come out and tell people, my close friends even, that something was wrong, that, you know, that I'm not okay. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, like, I didn't even think about how much the stigma affected me until I started LETS, because... Yeah. It was rough. Like, I don't know. I was just isolated for a long time because of it. I wouldn't talk to anybody except for, like, one friend who was even worse off than I was because they had much more serious issues, like, mentally. And it was just a bad combination. But I don't know. I think in the long run, like, seeing that firsthand really makes me makes me even more passionate about it, because I know what it's like to be isolated, to not feel the same, to be almost bullied about things like this. Like, I can really resonate with people who don't want to talk about it, who don't want to open up because there's that stigma. So I think that, I don't know, it makes me who I am.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. Like I was just thinking just yesterday about how much, like, I wish this didn't happen, but it has, and I have to live with it. But, like, I've learned a lot as a person, and I feel like now, having anxiety, I feel more passionate about mental illness and about having to... This is the reason why I wanted to do the podcast in the first place, is to just get people talking and just trying to do my best to help others, because I wouldn't want anyone else to feel how I felt. And just knowing that someone out there is probably listening and is going through a rough time, and hopefully we can help them somehow, just really makes me happy.
No, I definitely agree. For a long time, I would always, like, just wish I was normal, or like I hated myself because I had these issues that I just didn't want to come to terms with. And, you know, as cliche as it sounds, like, you know, recognizing that there's a problem and accepting that is like the first step, because it's honestly the biggest and most important, though, because once I realized, you know, like, this is me, and if I have to deal with this, then I should deal with it. I should stop ignoring it and do something about it. Like, if I'm going to live with this, then I'm going to do it right.
Exactly. So it's like putting it and using it as an advantage instead of just letting it, like, get you down and letting it destroy your life. You can turn it around and see how you can control anxiety or whatever mental illness you're going through. So I want to say thank you again, Leslie, for allowing me to interview you and for sharing Let's with us. And I hope you have a wonderful school year, and I hope you guys thrive in everything that you do. So thanks again. So I'm going to end this episode with a positive affirmation of the day. Loving myself heals my life. I nourish my mind, body, and soul. So I want to send some special thank you shout outs to my audio consultant, Jean, the music composer, Elise, my Tumblr followers, and Leslie. So for the next episode, I'm going to talk about social involvement in and out of school. And also, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and comment. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. See y'all next time.